This is a podcast from the Canadian Youth Delegation to the UN Climate Change Negotiations.
Welcome to our sixth podcast. Today, we cover a youth action on forest policy, an excerpt from our meeting with Canada's lead negotiator, including his thoughts on Bolivia's Marxist ideology, and important progress on what is known as Article 6. As well, we cover today's Via Campesina-led march in downtown Cancun. One of the acronyms you'll hear a lot in this podcast is REDD, or RED. This stands for Reducing Emissions from Deforestation and Degradation, and is another hot topic at this conference.
I'm here with Kyle Gracie at the LULUCF Action on Loopholes in a Proposed Text to the United Nations. Kyle, can you tell me a little bit about why the youth are staging this action and what's going on here?
Basically, we're calling attention to a big loophole in the text of the climate negotiations that would let developed countries hide all of the greenhouse gas pollution that's coming from things like turning forests into agriculture, turning forests into plantations, draining wetlands. And so countries are looking to have rules that let them not have to deal with or account for any of those emissions, even though the atmosphere and the climate feels that pollution. And so this is like a creative, fun way of showing that these loopholes, just like a carnival where you throw balls through a hole, you can just throw those emissions right through those loopholes and hide them, and it's like they never existed.
This podcast is being aired on community radio stations across Canada. Do you have a message for Canadians? What could they do about something like this?
Absolutely. You need to tell your MPs and your Prime Minister that Canada, which is one of the bad players in allowing these loopholes to happen, cannot be a player to this unjust, unfair loopholes.
Thanks so much for your time, Kyle.
Thank you.
On Friday, the CYD had an exclusive meeting with Canada's lead negotiator. We discussed Canada's targets, the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, the so-called gigaton gap between the maximum 2 degrees warming targets cited in the Copenhagen Accord and the pledges that were actually made by countries to achieve that, financing, and many other issues. The whole interview is posted on our website for those policy enthusiasts out there, but let's listen to a question Jonathan Williams asked.
I asked Guy Saint-Jacques why Japan's position was a principal position against the Kyoto Protocol, whereas Bolivia's position on RED was an ideological position.
I would say that you are talking of two different things here. When you look at the track record of Japan, Japan is probably the industrialized country that has taken the largest number of domestic measures to reduce their emission. And what Japan is saying is not we want to kill Kyoto. What they are saying is we need a new agreement where all the major emitters are moving ahead. So they are making a very substantial contribution to the international effort. On the other hand, in the case of Bolivia, they are blocking discussion on the text that has been discussed for years. When you discuss with other developing countries, they are pretty mad at the situation because they see that there could be important progress that could be achieved, and this runs the risk of disappearing if Bolivia stick to its position. And it's based on a Marxist interpretation whereby market mechanisms are evil and they don't want to hear about it.
On Friday, countries agreed to strengthen education, training, and public awareness on climate change through increased funding for such activities, and to engage civil society more strongly in national decision-making and the UN climate change process. Progress on the topic, known as Article 6 of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, was championed by youth at the conference through lobbying parties to include our submissions and to work quickly towards a strong decision. Ms. Figueres, Executive Secretary of the UNFCCC, commented that faster and more effective action on climate change requires governments to welcome the fresh ideas and active participation of all sides of civil society, especially the young whose futures are at stake.
Today, a number of CYDers marched in solidarity with the Via Campesina, an international peasant movement that is mobilizing people in communities around the world, and especially in Mexico, to create alternative venues for discussing climate change, as well as the tactics we can use to shift our governments on the issues. During the march, I had the opportunity to speak with a number of folks about where they're from and why they have traveled to Cancun this week.
My name is Alcien, I'm from Haiti. We're a delegation of a dozen people. who have come to support an alternative to the International Climate Change Conference. My name is Hernan. I'm from Murcia, Spain. And we're here to protest against all of this, against globalization. My name is Isaín Isauro López Romero. I'm from the state of Chiapas, Mexico. We're here to say to neoliberal governments that they need to respect our rights.
My name is Shania. I'm with Power. I'm from San Francisco, California, and I'm here to support my people at the GGJ and the IEN and stopping the Reds' ridiculous policies.
No! Reds! No! Reds!
When I say no, you say red!
No!
Reds!
No!
Hear more at CanadianYouthDelegation.wordpress.com, citizenshift.org, rabble.ca, or on iTunes.